Oshet Audio presents The Arrivals, written by Meg Mitchell Moore, read by Leslie Belair.
For Brian, my anchor. June. It was 8:30 in the morning, June, a Saturday, and the sunlight was coming in the kitchen window at such an angle that William's granddaughter, Olivia, had to shield her eyes with one hand while she bent her head to sip from the straw in her glass of orange juice. In a couple of minutes, the sun would shift and begin to move over the garden, out of Olivia's eyes. William had sat at that table for too many years not to know that. But even so, he rose and pulled the cord on the shade, lowering it 6 inches. Sitting back down, he pushed aside a stack of coloring pages on which Olivia, who had been up for 2.5 hours already, had begun making half-hearted scribbles and swirls and even, in the corner of one sheet of paper, a small triangular object that she claimed was a dog. He opened the front section of the Burlington Free Press, unwittingly setting the sports section on top of a small puddle of orange juice. Olivia watched him. She was 3, but she would tell you with no small amount of dignity that she was 3 5/8. William, who had been the one to get up with her, was on his 4th cup of coffee. A 5th was not out of the question. At the stove, Ginny, his wife, was scrambling the eggs Olivia had requested for breakfast. "Well," he said, "when do you suppose Lillian will be down?" "I don't know," Ginny said without turning around. She extracted the salt shaker from its berth in the spice cupboard and shook. "Eventually, I'm sure. I'm surprised the baby is still sleeping."
"That baby cries all the time," said Olivia.
She screwed up her tiny, perfect nose.
"He's a bad baby."
"He's not a bad baby," said William. "He's your brother. That's just what babies do. They cry. You cried too when you were a baby."
"I did?" asked Olivia airily. "I bet I didn't."
"Oh, you did," said William. "You cried all the time. You cried oceans." Ginny carried the plates to the table and set them down before William and Olivia. "No toast yet," she said. "I'm working on it."
"I don't like scrambled eggs," said Olivia.
"You liked them yesterday," said Ginny. 5 minutes ago when I asked you what you wanted for breakfast."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?